The English traveller in Egypt is generally willing to get away from Alexandria as soon as he can, and that for sanitary reasons. Cairo is distant some 100 miles, and the route thither lies either along the famous canal made by order of Mehemet Ali in 1819-20, or along the railway, which was brought the city of Saladin within a few hours of the coast. On approaching Cairo by way of the Nile, the pyramids are first seen from a point in the river, here about a mile in width, near the separation of the two great branches which form the delta of Lower Egypt, about 90 miles from their outlets at the coast. Standing on the western bank of the river, on a platform elevated some 50 feet above the surrounding level, they form most striking and suggestive objects, even when viewed from a great distance. In the neighbourhood of the pyramids are the ruins of Memphis, the ancient capital of Lower Egypt, and the residence of the pharaohs at the time of the exodus of the Jews. "For miles," says Dean Stanley, "you walk through layers of bones and skulls and mummy swathings, extending from the sand and deep down in shaft-like mummy pits, and among these mummy pits are vast galleries filled with mummies of ibises in red jars, which are gradually being despoiled. Lastly, there are long galleries, only recently discovered, hewn in the rock, and opening from time to time, say every 50 yards, into high arch vaults, under each of which stands the most magnificent black marble sarcophagus that can be conceived, a chamber rather than a coffin, smooth and sculpted within and without, grander by far than even the granite sarcophagi of the Theban kings, how much grander than any human sepulchres anywhere else, and all for the successive corpses of the bull Apis."